from Relay FM. This is Upgrade, episode 483 for October 27th, 2023. My name is Mike Hurley, and I'm joined by Jason Snell. Hi, Jason Snell.
Hi, Mike Hurley. Hello for this unusual episode of Upgrade.
Alert. Here we are. Draft episode. I have a Snell Talk question for you, Jason. Are you surprised that we're here today because there's an Apple event on Monday?
I'm less surprised about the Monday and more surprised about the 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yep. Yep. Oh, do you mean midnight GMT? Yes.
I do. 5 p.m. Pacific. Yes, I am surprised by that. Took us by surprise for sure. Just to be clear up front, we'll mention this at the end. This is a special mini episode that is the emergency bonus draft episode. Because Mike did manage to get State of the Apps out for Cortex, so we had a little bit of time for this.
That was a hold off.
There was a lot of stuff going on there. We will be back on Tuesday with a new episode. We're not going to record after an event at midnight GMT.
No.
That's not going to happen. So we will be just fresh and ready to go, or not, on Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm. I noticed this is a draft episode, Jason. But I have a quick rumor roundup interlude for you.
Yeah, I think you need to do this. Yes, yes.
So before we recorded today, so in the morning, I got a text from my friend Matt who said, Mike, do not go on Mastodon. Mark Gurman has published a report about what's going to be happening. And he was very good to tell me this because then I messaged Jason and said, there is a report out there. Don't look at it.
So then I woke up and I saw that message and I got to my RSS reader and there indeed was a headline that was literally, here is everything Apple is going to do at their event. And I said, not today, Satan. And
so we are achieving something that Jason has wanted from the draft for a long time, I think, where we are detached from the rumors.
From the current rumors, right? Yeah. I think we're babes in the woods only in the sense of like we were in the woods yesterday. I mean, we know everything in the run-up that was sort of perplexing and unclear about exactly what was going on.
Yep.
And we have not looked at what Mark Gurman has written because he's generally very accurate. And we don't want to know because then why are we even here?
So we're going to make
our draft
picks
one more time.
Then at the end of the episode, we're going to have a quick scan through that report and then talk about how we feel about what Mark Gurman has predicted for the event. But for the sake of the draft, Jason and I, we're working on our own brains.
Yeah, little bonus today. Stakes are low, by the way. It will determine who gets to put the champion and challenger pennant up. But you won the first two drafts this year, so there's nothing I can do to come back against that. But it's okay.
Hey, but it will dictate who will probably hold it for a few more months to come, which is always important.
I'm on a bit of a losing streak, so I'd like to get back on the right side, but who knows?
Let's talk about that. So these are the rules
and
results of the draft. So today's draft will be split into 5 rounds, 10 overall picks, split into 2 categories, Mac picks and other picks. We're doing 4 Mac picks, 1 other pick. The winner of the previous draft gets the first pick, which is me. Items are chosen from a predetermined list of choices, which we've agreed upon beforehand, and that they could be verifiable on screen and not ridiculously obvious. It must be clearly announced on stage or on a slide during the presentation for an item to count. Stephen Hackett will act as adjudicator in case of a scoring stalemate. No partial points were awarded. The points on the episode as awarded are final and are finalized during the scoring segment. We have a tiebreaker question in the case of tie. Loser. Loser gets pick of tiebreaker question.
I'm losing it. I'm the loser.
The winner becomes
the
draft champion and displays the champion pennant. Loser becomes draft challenger and displays the challenger pennant. There will be an interactive scorecard at upgrade.cards, courtesy a friend of the show, and keeper of the cards, Zach Knox. And you can always, at any time, buy your own draft tee at upgradeyourwardrobe.com.
Because you never know when we are going to declare that it's draft tee day at 8 p.m. on the following Monday. And then you'll need to get that shirt out
Get the shirt out. I'm wearing mine today. I have won both drafts for 2023 so far. Yeah. In history, there have been 3 October drafts. Jason, you won two of those, and I mm-hmm. won one of them.
All right.
Should we move to the tiebreaker?
Why not?
So you get to pick, right?
Is that how it works? I think not. I think you have to set the over-under, and then I get to pick.
I can't believe this happens every time. Every time I think I have set it correctly in the rules, but okay. then I never remember.
I'll set it the over-under. I'll set the over-under if you okay. want, although I didn't think about it. I'm going to set it at 27 minutes.
Over.
Okay.
I think over 27 minutes. Interesting All right. that you went for that. I didn't think you'd go so short.
I think this is a half hour event, honestly.
Okay. Well, then you also believe over.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I think it might be I think it might be a 20 or 25 minute event that's slightly padded, but yep. you know, we'll see.
Maybe we'll find out in like 20 minutes if what we think about the length of the event.
Yeah, Mark Gurman said, "Oh, by the way, the runtime is 35 minutes." Oh, thanks, Mark. Thanks a
Can
lot.
You imagine?
Can you?
No, but look, it's not impossible that someone could know.
Tim Cook will be pictured wearing a costume at Apple Park in front of the Rainbow Stage. Thanks, Mark.
It is not impossible that someone could know the length of the event, though, right? Because it's already been
right. The video's done,
recorded,
it's
and edited.
Presumably, yeah.
All right, this episode, because it is we're able to do episodes like this as a surprise and are able to produce this show in part because of our members. And so yes. thank you so much if you support us as a member. But you're actually not hearing this, because if you go to getupgradeplus.com, you will get longer, ad-free episodes of the show each and every week. You get access to the Relay FM members Discord. You get access to monthly bonus content. But the real thing, if you go to getupgradeplus.com, is you get no ads in every single episode of Upgrade. Plus, you get bonus segments at the end of the show, which we love doing. They include challenges. They include extensions on topics we've spoken about in the past. They include things that are going on in our work, things that are going on in our life, and sometimes appear behind the scenes, behind the curtain of Upgrade. So like when we were planning out our kind of pivot to video, as we've been
yes.
pushing in this year, like Upgradians found out about that first. We got feedback from them first, and they really helped yeah. us shape the idea of what it would mean to do clips and video versions of the show.
When I revealed that I was going to be recording from another room in my house because my garage gets too cold in the winter, and I was going to set up a Studio B, which I'm using for the first time
mm-hmm.
right now,
yep.
That was revealed on Upgrade Plus.
Yep. Please go to getupgradeplus.com. You can sign up for $5 a month or $50 a year. It's a great deal for great content. Thank you so much. If you check it out, we'll appreciate it. Getupgradeplus.com. All right, we'll start out with the Mac picks.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we're down to it. This is game face, Mike.
Oh, I've had that thing where I've made my short list, right? I have my short list of 8 items.
I want to be clear here. I offered you a deal yesterday.
You did.
Which is that we not record a bonus episode of Upgrade, but instead record a little tiny clip, a couple minutes long, that yep. we would just put in our next episode. And the entire proposition of the draft was going to be M3 or not.
Yep.
And you're like, and here we are. We're doing a whole episode. But that's the big question of the day, I think.
I mean, if we're gonna peer behind the curtain, basically I felt a duty to the listeners to produce a draft. Mm-hmm. So that was why I ended up leaning on, no, if we're going to do anything, let's do a draft.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with pick one, M3 processor announced.
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
This is a thing that I'm not sure I believe as of right now, like with no mm-hmm. information. But this is the thing, I can't reconcile how it makes sense right now for what they're going to do with a new chip and what machines it's going to go in. But realistically, I can't imagine why you'd have a whole event just to put M2 chips in another computer. And so
right.
it feels like it has to be something more than that. And so I'm just going to say, yes, they're going to do the M3.
Okay. I offered you to take M2 yesterday, and you're like, no, maybe we should do a draft instead. Because I didn't want to take it, because I agree with you. it's not outside of the realm of possibility that Apple will call, you know, call an event and do like they're going to do some press stuff. I think that's been out there. I've seen some reports of that. Gurman even reported it, that they're, Gurman posted that they're doing like a screening of the video in New York City with influencers or something. Like, there's stuff going on. And I don't know if you do that to just say we're putting our chip that's on its last legs, the M2, in an iMac. And again, the MacBook Pros have disappeared from stock. And like, what would you do with them? Like, why are they disappearing? Because they're already on the M3. So why? So it doesn't make sense to me. Not that they couldn't do it, because history does have several instances where Apple has tried real hard on something that didn't require that level of trying.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a hard time seeing it too, which is why with my pick, I am not going to pick M2. I'm going to pick new iMacs.
Yeah.
New 24-inch iMac models introduced.
This feels to me like, I do feel like no matter what they do, this right. is a Mac that gets something.
I agree. It's either an M2 or it's an M3.
Yeah.
And we can talk about the details with other picks possibly, but yeah. it does feel like I'm not sure of anything, but if I'm fairly confident in something, it's that the iMac is going to get updated, because it has to. It's the last to go. It's got to do it. It's time. It's beyond time.
My second pick is something that I am wholly confident is going to happen.
But when?
No, and I think will happen.
Oh, but on Monday. At 8 p.m. Eastern, 5
but
Pacific.
But will they talk about it?
11:59 p.m. GMT. Yeah. Did you notice that?
Very smart, because otherwise it gets too confusing.
Because it's like, when you said midnight, do you mean Tuesday? Do you mean Monday?
Exactly.
I think Tuesday. So I think do I stay up Tuesday night? But it was already on Monday.
I saved it in my calendar as 11:55 p.m. for this exact reason.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, my second pick is that the peripherals will be updated for USB-C.
Yeah.
I think that's got to happen. But the thing is, will they talk about that during the presentation? Like, that could just be a thing that happens, right? And then I wouldn't get a point for it. But I just think it's going to happen, and I want it to happen.
True. Mm-hmm. It would go a long way for you to not at least mention in passing that we've updated all the peripherals for USB-C, right?
Well, I mean, I do hope that the peripherals get updated in general to do some things that I want them to do.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Like Touch ID on a Magic Trackpad.
Oh, man. I would love that so much. I don't think it's going to happen, because Apple has decided that Touch ID only exists on its keyboards, which I hate.
Put Face ID on a keyboard.
Yeah, right. I've been saying this for a couple of years now, I think at least, which is the peripherals will get updated when the iMac gets updated. Yeah. And if we're at the point where the iMac's going to get updated, I cannot see them shipping Lightning peripherals, because the thing is, when these peripherals are out there, they're out there forever.
Yeah.
They're out there forever. Yeah. Like, in a decade, I think we've had two revisions of the trackpad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the one that came with the iMac is like Magic Trackpad 3, I guess. Although it's basically just the two, but with different colors.
Yeah, no, it's basically, I mean, the Magic Trackpad hasn't changed that much. They had the one with batteries, and they have the one with rechargeables.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And that's been a long time, right? That mouse that we all joke about has been that way for a very long time, and they haven't redesigned it at all. So, yeah, I feel like that's what's going to happen. I am going to go with, I'm going to go with new MacBook Pro models introduced.
Okay.
14 and 16.
Okay. I was thinking about this because I was a little bit hesitant about the idea of this, and say it was on my list but not super high, because, you know, we were talking about on the show earlier this week that the MacBook Pro had just been revised. But what I was wondering was that off schedule, the January revision? Because they were introduced in October of 21.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they delayed, maybe? And so this is getting them back on their actual expected schedule?
I think it's very weird, and I wouldn't pick this other than the fact that there are those supply chain reports and retail reports. Mm. I guess it's not really supply chain. It's the channel reports is what they call it, that they're running low. So something is happening there. and I don't know what it is, but this is me kind of doubling down. Unlike the iMac, this is me saying M3, right? There's got to be something. Although I didn't say M3 in my pick. It's like new, that for some reason they're going to be new models. Now, this is going against my other theory, which is that what they're really going to rev is the 13. But, you know, gotta, which would make more sense. Now I'm feeling a little bit of regret, but I actually think the 14 and the 16 being revised based on the channel argument seems stronger to me than the 13.
Well, why don't you let me slip in my round three pick now, which is that there is a new 13-inch MacBook Pro model.
All right, finally.
Your shower thought has infected my brain.
I noticed that. Yeah. I'm connected.
It came out and connected too. I just think this is a very smart, for all of the reasons we spoke about it on the show earlier this week, I just think this is a smart pick, that they actually go ahead and do something interesting with this, but then revise it in some way. We'll see.
Uh-huh.
But I think even if they don't do that, if the MacBook Pros are going to get revised, this will just get revised along with them.
It would be nice. What gave me pause and why I didn't pick it is mostly that I don't understand what Apple's motivations are for this product. And while it would be very tidy for them to introduce a new model and have it be more modern, you know, they may not be playing that game, right? Thus far, they haven't been. But you would think that at some point they've got to do a revision of it that at least, even if they don't change the visual design to make it more like the other laptops, at least put MagSafe on it, yeah, get rid of the touch bar, right? Like, there's got to be something that they do. But is this when they do it?
Realistically, if this is the M3 event, they'll just put M3 in that, even if they don't do anything fun to it. Like, I would be surprised if they just left this on the M2 train. And just, you know, and like just left it there if they're going to be bringing the other Macs to M3. But we'll see.
I agree. And I'm just going to roll in and say it's not going to have the touch bar and MagSafe. And that's my pick.
Ooh.
It's not going to have the touch bar. It will have MagSafe. That's my pick.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
I'm just going to go in with you on that one. Because I think if you're right, I'm right.
All right. For my fourth and final pick.
Yep.
Got to lean in. iMacs have the same colors.
iMacs have the same colors.
I think supply chain rules all. They're not going to do anything new.
Right.
They're just going to they're going to be like, all those great our customers told us they love the colors of the new iMac, you know? And so they're going to keep those colors exactly the same.
Hmm. Interesting.
I hope they do, because it's their most fun product that exists, I think, the iMac.
This is where I get buoyed by... I get buoyed by my desire, and then I also am sort of like sad about figuring, like, I always figure that Apple's going to ruin our fun, right? And so we have some other choices on here that are real buzzkills. Although you could pick new colors.
I could have, but I don't think you're going to do that. I'm not wild, you know?
No, I think that may be a little bit much. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to pick iMacs have reduced color options, but I don't think I am.
I genuinely don't think they're going to do that. Like,
remember how they only had two colors that were only available, like not in retail, and you had to order them, like the purple and the orange or whatever?
Yeah.
I fear for the purple and the orange, right? That they're like, yeah, we're just not going to do those anymore. That's my concern. But I'm actually going to go with a different, more positive choice for my fourth Mac pick, which is Apple Mouse redesigned to not charge on the bottom.
Okay. I mean, they should do this, right? Like, if they're going to touch the peripherals, this one should be done. I mean,
passion.
Just
I'm
because
just bringing the passion, okay?
People ridicule it so much, right? That, like, if for yes. any reason, that's a reason to do it. You know what they
Please
should
now.
Do, Jason? You know what they should
what
do?
What should they do?
They should
what?
Put MagSafe in that.
No.
Why? Oh, because you can't use it when it's plugged in still, right?
Yeah, you could, but then it's just going to pop right off and it's...
Oh, I meant like iPhone MagSafe.
Oh, interesting. Oh, so you just put it on a little charging thing?
Yeah, just let it charge and then take it off and you're ready to roll again. But
okay,
you can't use it when it's charging then still.
Right.
So they're the Mac picks.
Yeah, there they are. I mean, whatever. Okay.
Hey, this is what happens when we... We don't know what's coming, you know? We just gotta follow our heart, see where it takes
mm-hmm.
us.
Dead wrong in public. I love it.
All right. So we have one pick in the other category. So this encompasses
yes.
all other potential products, plus Stagecraft, plus anything else.
Yep.
My pick in the other picks, I'm leaning back into the Mac again with this, I think. And yes, it's Game Demo.
Game Demo.
I think Apple is really trying to make gaming on the Mac happen. And I feel like if they have a chip that has more power, if this is a chip with increased graphics capabilities, I think they're going to want to lean on that more. And that will include, hey, look how great this look how Gary, our favorite Resident Evil game, runs right on this mm-hmm new Mac.
I think this is a great choice.
Thank you.
It's a classic for iPhone releases, but Scary Fast is the name of this event. And they have been really leaning into games, and especially if it's M3, where they can talk about ray tracing and all those other things. Like, and before we went into the cone of silence, there was also that speculation that one of the reasons that for the weird timing is that Apple's got a partner, and it's a Japanese game publishing partner, and that this time is coincides with them. I don't know if I believe that theory or not, but it doesn't matter. Game Demo is a great pick at any draft, honestly. Game Demo.
Yeah, I heard that too. I was listening to Dithering today. I don't know about that. That seems odd to me.
I don't get it, because it's like it's many jumps, and I think to myself, well, wait a second, like,
what about every other time?
Does it have to be that
time?
Why would it be another time?
They always
have this person
partners
has to be awake. It's not live unless there's some regulatory, whatever. It doesn't matter. I think Game Devo is just a good thing to
have.
Maybe
they're announcing that they've bought Sony. You know what I mean? And so like they have to do it.
I mean, yeah, sure. Yeah, that'd be something. I'm gonna choose a creative professional testifies about the power of a new product.
Very
right.
Fair.
Some DJ, some artist,
a developer,
some musician is going to be like, oh, wow.
So powerful.
I can render my 3D objects so much faster. Or yeah. Yeah, that's what I'll say. Yeah.
So that's the draft. We're all set. I will now head over to Bloomberg.com.
Oh, no. Do you have a link for that? Let's...
Well, it's asking me first I need to log in, as it always wants me to do, because it
always
forgets.
Yes, I'm a subscriber, and it decides I don't care that you're a subscriber.
So it's going to be a rush now for who gets to log in first. I'm using Touch ID on my iMac right now to log back into... Oh, I have to identify some motorcycles, so I'm doing that.
I am logged in. This is great.
Oh, now I'm identifying some bicycles, so I'm doing that. I verified. Oh, and now I need to find crosswalks.
First M3 processors expected to be a significant improvement. I don't know. This is one of his recap stories where he's recapping his previous choices.
Right, but he's laying the claim, right?
But he is. High-end MacBook Pros look nearly identical to current models. Multiple versions of the M3 Pro processor, multiple versions of the M3 Max in testing, updated configurations for memory, unclear which ones will ultimately ship, updated iMac for the first time in 900 days, don't expect a new design, will look nearly identical to current versions, 24-inch iMac has internal design changes and a revamped stand, has tested the machine in similar colors as the current models, but could still change the options at the unveiling. Apple has developed it with the M3 chip. Doesn't necessarily mean they'll ship it, but he says they developed it with the M3 chip. Likely roll out updated versions of accessories that ditch the old lightning ports. That's it. So it's not so bad, actually.
I mean, but it has touched on what we were talking about. Right.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. So in some ways we were sort of
Jason,
a rumor around. Yes.
While the company has been working on a low end MacBook Pro with a base version of the M3 chip, that machine likely won't appear on Monday.
Oh.
New 13 and 15 inch MacBook Airs of M3 chips are in development, but not gonna happen. No iPads and no AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. The draft hath been impacted, or would have been impacted, I think.
Interesting. Interesting. You know, this is going to come down to?
Tell
it's going to come down to iMac colors, the placement of the port on the mouse, the game demo, and the Creative Pro
hey,
enthusing about the product.
That's draft, baby. Draft. That's how it
that
works.
That is the draft. That's how it goes.
That's how it works, you know?
That is how it works.
So we will be recording, as we mentioned earlier, next week on Tuesday. So we'll be recording live on Tuesday. That is going to be at a different time to usual. So it's
1 hour
8
earlier.
Pacific, 10 right. Central, 11 Eastern, 3 p.m. GMT.
Right.
We'll be recording on Tuesday. The episode will be released not as soon as we can after that, and we'll be recapping what we think and what, you know, and obviously one of the differences from the way that we usually do the event, it won't be straight after, so we'll have a little bit more time to
sleep
ruminate
on
what's
bit.
Been announced. So yeah. That will be happening on Tuesday. We hope that you have enjoyed this extra special draft episode of the show.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week on Tuesday, as we mentioned. In the meantime, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of writing over at sixcolors.com that Jason will be producing along with Dan and others.
I think once you're done watching the video, just click on over to Six Colors and you're going to get it all.
You're going to get it all right into your eyes. You can hear Jason's shows over on theincomparable.com and here on Relay FM. You can hear my podcast here on Relay FM. Check out my work at cortexbrand.com. Jason is at jsnell on zeppelin.flights, which is on Mastodon. And I am at imike, I-M-Y-K-E, on mike.social. The show is upgrade at relayfm.social. You can find video clips of this show on Mastodon, but in the video platforms where they are best consumed, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. We are at upgrade relay. I am at imike, I-M-Y-K-E. Jason is at jsnell, J-S-N-E-L-L, on Threads. Thank you to our members, the supporters of Upgrade Plus, who made this episode possible. Go to getupgradeplus.com to find out more. If you want to send us in your questions as well, if you want to do, we want to do Ask Upgrade about whatever Apple is announcing on Monday, please go to upgradefeedback.com after the event and send us your questions. Thank you so much for listening to this emergency draft episode of the Upgrade Program. Until next time, until Tuesday, say goodbye, Jason Snell.
Goodbye, Mike Early.